Hi guys, this is Mr. Suwak, Social Studies class. Today's parts I'm reading are for federalism and the United States government. What is federalism? Federalism is a system in which a central government shares power with state governments. The United States government is an example of federalism. State governments, like the governments of New York, Virginia, Colorado, and California, create laws affecting the people who live within their borders. The federal government creates laws affecting all states, territories, and people within the United States. If a state law or federal law come into conflict, like two different rules about the same issue, the federal law overpowers the state law. What kind of federal government do we have? Our federal government is a representative democracy. We elect people to make decisions in our best interests. People want to become representatives, senators, vice president, or president are called candidates. Citizens vote for candidates during elections, and candidates for representative and senator who receive the majority, over 50% of votes within their district, win their office. Districts are specific regions where representatives and senators serve. Vice presidential and presidential candidates compete for their position through elections in a selection process conducted by Electoral College. Citizens must cast their vote carefully to select leaders they feel will represent their best interests in government. What does the United States Constitution do? The United States Constitution is a plan or framework for our federal government. This document was signed in 1787 and ratified in 1788. It created three main bodies of government called branches. The Constitution tells us what each branch does and the specific rights we have as citizens. It also describes how laws are written and approved. By describing the jobs of each branch, listing specific rights, and explaining how laws are written, the Constitution guarantees or makes certain our federal government does not become too powerful. What are laws? The government creates laws to help citizens keep citizens safe from outside threats, keeping the economy working, and to maintain order within our borders. Laws are not found in the Constitution. Instead, the Constitution describes how ideas for laws, called bills, move through the government to become laws. The Constitution describes the big ideas about how our government works. Laws provide the details, which can be created and changed to meet our country's needs at a specific time. Many bills are suggested to Congress every year. Few bills actually become laws. How are laws made? One or both bodies of Congress, the House of Representatives and or the Senate, can introduce a bill. Bills go to small groups of representatives or senators called committees, whom research the bill's possible effects if approved as laws. Committees send bills they like to the full Senate or House of Representatives to discuss as a large group. The full groups then vote upon the bills. If a majority, more than 50% of representatives or senators, vote to approve the bill, it must go to the other body of Congress for its approval too. If both bodies approve a bill, then it goes to the president, who either signs it into law or vetoes, cancels or rejects the bill. If vetoed, the bill returns to Congress to be removed, changed, or the Congress can try to override the veto. If vote needs two-thirds majority, the bill becomes a law right away if it is overridden. What responsibilities do citizens have in our government? Citizens are responsible for selecting good leaders through the voting process and for communicating with their elected officials. In order to make good decisions and to be able to communicate effectively, citizens must know how the government works and stay informed on current topics. Communications with elected officials can happen through letters, email, social media, meetings, and phone calls. Leaders can only represent citizens well if they know what the citizens want from their government. Federalism and the United States government activities. Using a well-practiced strategy when reading nonfiction can help you identify and understand important information. These activities are divided into a three-step reading strategy: before reading, during reading, and after reading. Complete the activities for each step in reading process in the appropriate order to make the most of your time and effort. When answering questions, express your ideas and information using complete sentences. Before reading. Directions. Read the bold headings or questions, examine the photo, and read its caption. Answer the question in complete sentences. What do you predict this reading will tell you about our federal government? Why do you think the author chose to use questions for the headings? During reading, directions. Underline and number three pieces of information you feel are very important as you read Federalism in the United States Government. Explain how you underline each piece of information in the corresponding numbered boxes on the next page. So on the next page, you have 1, 2, and 3 in the boxes. After reading, imagine you have helped someone understand federalism. Create a drawing representing this government system. A drawing representing the branches of government has been done for you as an example. A drawing showing the three branches of government. You'll see the tree You have the U.S. Constitution, and then the three branches are the judicial, legislative, and executive. And then down below, you're going to have your box where you do your drawing showing federalism. Directions. Answer the following questions based upon what you have learned from the reading. Answer each question in complete sentences. What makes the United States government a representative democracy? Why are there no laws in the Constitution? Directions. Complete the flow chart in the box showing how a bill becomes a law. Label each part clearly. Note, times two means the word will be used twice. So your word bank. Introduced, you're going to use twice. Passes, you're going to use twice. Full House, full Senate. Fails, you're going to use twice. President, committee, you're going to use twice. And the word and. Starting at the top left corner, you have Senate. So it says bill is blank. The next arrow says sent to blank. The arrow at the top says committee does not like the bill. The arrow then goes to bill goes to blank for a vote. The arrow shows it going up, bill blank, or to the bottom, bill blank, and goes to House. I'm going to go to the arrow that goes all the small, skinny, long arrow goes all the way across to the middle of the page. Bill is blank, sent to blank. Bill goes to blank for a vote, blank. The next arrow shows bill blank and goes to Senate with a skinny arrow going back up to the top. Or bill passes House, blank Senate. Going down on the right-hand side, bill blank and chief executive.